Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is guitarist Howard Alden. It has been said of Howard that he's the most impressive and creative member of a new generation of jazz guitarists. I can really vouch for that, having been fortunate enough to have played some dates with him here and there. Howard, it's wonderful to have you on Piano Jazz.
Oh, it's a real honor to be here for me too. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you could come. And, you know, thinking of gigs that we played, you were really so great to help me out when we did the date on the QE2.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember that? And I had busted my wrist, and you were with the other band, and so I said, Howard, will you play with our group? Mm-hmm. And you really played my left hand.
Well, it was a real treat to try to assume that role.
Well, it was wonderful, but everything you do is great, and I'm sort of surprised to find out that you're originally a California guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I grew up in Southern California. Not exactly the jazz capital of the world, but it was a nice place to grow up.
I don't know, you probably managed to find enough people that you could listen to and get started. How did you get started? I read somewhere that you started out playing banjo.
That's right, yeah. I actually, you know, I was originally drawn to the guitar. I had a four-string guitar I was trying to play at my house. I took it to a local music store, and after about 2 weeks, I happened to mention to the teacher that at home I also had a banjo. He says, well, what, bring that in, kid. You know, what are you doing? It turned out this guy was an old retired banjo player.
Oh, no kidding.
And so before I knew it, I was playing the four-string tenor banjo. But it was a great experience, though, because he taught me how to read music on it. He had me learning all the old tunes, and I was improvising a little bit, kind of feeling my way along. Eventually, a couple of years later, I got a six-string guitar and started transferring the knowledge I had on the banjo onto that. But my first professional experience was all on the banjo, playing in pizza parlors, shopping malls, places like that.
Amazing. Well, you must have been just a young kid, though, doing all that, weren't you?
Yeah, I was about 12 years old or so when I started playing.
And your mother let you play in a pizza parlor?
Yeah, they were kind enough to let me go into those den of inequities.
Den of inequities, yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good word. Did you get paid?
Yeah, I got paid a pittance. And got a lot of great and met a lot of great people along the way. You know, in addition to meeting other banjo players and stuff, though, I was very fortunate that in these places I met some great old piano players that you know, kind of started my fascination with the piano, which continues to this day. Guys that you know, I'd mentioned how I liked their piano style, and they'd bring in Teddy Wilson records for me, and a guy brought in Art Tatum records, and another old Swedish piano player says, "Yeah, I have a record of a guy called the Thelonious Monk. It's kind of different, but I like it, you know." So I got exposed to a lot of great music through these guys. It was very, very nice.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. So then, well, so many things to ask you, but maybe before we do any more talking, we should play something together.
Definitely.
I would really like that.
Yeah.
All right, pick one.
Let's play that Ray Noble tune, The Touch of Your Lips.
Great tune.
Yeah.
Okay. Quizzing on my part. I also read somewhere that you worked with Red Norvo. Now, that wasn't your first gig, was it?
Not quite, but it was my first, I guess you'd call it, name jazz person gig. It was a real eye-opener for me. I'd worked a little bit around Southern California with different people, including Paige Kavanaugh, if you remember that name.
Oh, of course.
I played with Paige in a little club that Jerry Van Dyke had for a while, both in a trio and in a larger seven-piece band. And Mavis Rivers, a great singer, had heard me play in there and told Red about me. So one day I got this call. Hello, Howard. This is Red Norville speaking. Of course, I almost fell over. I said,
I bet you did.
I said, yes, Mr. Norville. And anyhow, to make a long story short, he asked me to join him for a 4-month gig in Atlantic City with a trio with bass, guitar, and vibes. You know, it was a classic Red Norville trio.
Had he heard you in a club or just?
No, Mavis had told him about me. And he just invited me to come over to the house and play and get acquainted. And we went over and had dinner and played a few tunes, and we hit it off well. And that summer, I went out to Atlantic City. It was the summer of 1979, and played with them for 4 months and 6 nights a week in this the first casino out there, Resorts International.
That must have been a ball for you.
It was, and what was neat about it, too, is that he was, at the time, he was about 71 years old, but he wasn't just revisiting all his old hits and stuff. I didn't know what to expect when he wanted to play all the stuff he played on those records back in the 50s, but he was always learning new tunes and trying out new things and suggesting different ideas, and it was a real treat. It was a real education. I learned more with him in 2 days than I had in 10 years previous.
Well, can you name maybe a favorite guitar player, or one or two that, of yours?
Of mine? Well, I'll have to tell you that my all-time favorite player was Barney Kessel.
Oh, well, a wonderful player.
You know, I heard his records when I was about 12 years old, and I just fell in love with his sound, his lines, his chordal playing, everything, the feel. And he's still one of my all-time favorites. He just put everything together in such a great, great, wonderful way.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and then after that, there's about several dozen other great favorite guitar players, but he's my first all-time favorite.
I can imagine you must like Joe Pass.
Sure.
And
sure.
Kenny Burrell.
Yep.
All those guys.
Yep. Of course, I was fortunate enough to hear Tal Farlow's records, too, when I was about 12 or 13.
He was one of my favorites. I guess I was lucky enough to play opposite Tal years ago at a place called The Composer.
Oh, right. Sure, yeah.
Oh, I thought you'd be too young to remember that.
I've heard about it.
Yeah. You are. I mean, I mention things thinking everybody's as old as me, and of course they're not, you know, and saying, remember so-and-so? And he says, no, because of course you weren't born. But anyway, let's do another tune. That one first one was so easy and fun to play. How about, you did a while ago, you did a record of Bill Evans tunes.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to get that, but meanwhile, what can we do of Bill's?
Well, let's see. There's a real fascinating waltz he wrote very early in his career, and hence it's called Very Early. And maybe I could play a couple choruses of that, and we could do a carefully rehearsed segue into something like Waltz for Debbie or something like that.
A carefully rehearsed segue.
Yes.
I like that. Yes. I'm sure nobody will believe that. But it'll sound that way, of course.
Of course.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Yeah.
Bill Evans wrote such wonderful tunes.
Yes,
it's, and it's nice to hear them. I've never heard like a Bill Evans medley before. I guess, I guess two tunes is a medley, isn't it?
Sure, definitely.
So I've got to hear your whole record. It must be beautiful. Did you do it solo? Or?
It was so with a trio and a quartet. Frank West was on it on tenor and flute.
Oh, nice! And that must have been really terrific.
Yeah.
You know, Howard, what would be really nice if you would play a George Van Epps original tune.
Okay, well, George wrote a lot of little pieces for the guitar, particularly for the seven-string guitar after he'd started playing it. And this is one of them. This is a thing I learned off of an old record from the 50s. It's called Tango El Bongo.
I love the title. Okay, Tango Away. Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.